505
live. 505 uncut. Live late night. We back, guys. What's up?
What up?
Nah, same old.
We got a friend of ours over here, Jason Sanchez. Right? Sanchez, right? Did I get it right?
You got it right.
Did I say it right though? Sanchez.
That's right.
All right. Oh yeah.
What's new, brother?
What? Oh, okay. How are you guys?
Very good. Just so everybody knows, he's just a friend of ours. He actually works at Outlaw Customs. If you guys remember Angelo, he's just our buddy. We were having a few beers tonight and decided to start recording. So here we are,
live, in charge, late night, like VH1 late night,
deep,
undercover.
Yeah.
Right. Just flow with it, bro. Add some words. Or wait. Say something in there.
Dark.
I want to do something off of a Snoop Dogg album. Easy Dick. The way you guys are talking right now.
That's a classic.
This is DJ Easy Dick.
I remember playing Yaffle, and we were in a bus, rented bus, going to Vegas, and that's when that album first came out. But it had the cassette tape of my Walkman driving all the way to Vegas with a Chronic. It's like, oh shit!
Chronic, my first album. I think I might have told you before, no? My first album was I'm gonna forget. It was Warren G. Was it G Regulators? And then Doggy Style.
And Doggy Style.
My stepmom pulled them out for me because you had to be 18 at the time.
Nice.
She didn't even know what the hell she was buying. I want these two. She's like, okay.
I think mine was LL Cool J's Greatest Hits and
New Edition or what?
No, it was just LL Cool J's Greatest Hits. I just got it because it had that Hey Lover song on there. I used to love that song.
Yeah,
hey, LL Cool J. With the Boys to Men.
Yeah.
Did you ever like cruise around and like pretend you were LL Cool J singing that song to yourself?
Like that?
Like you're talking to some chick?
Eating an apple?
Yeah.
Eating an apple?
Oh, your lips all over the
apple.
I
know. You licked my lips too much.
That's funny. Stupid ass kids.
No? What about you? What was your favorite first album you bought?
It was Tupac's album.
All Eyes on Me?
It was All Eyes on Me.
All Eyes on Me? For actually, real? How
actually,
old are you?
Actually, my auntie bought it for me. We went on a little vacation. They took us to Dallas to a Cowboys game, and we went to a gas station, and they were selling bootlegs. And it's a funny story. She's a pastor, and she bought me a Tupac album.
So really?
It's pretty funny.
And it was All Eyes on Me?
All Eyes on Me, yeah.
How old are you?
36.
All right. I thought you were going to say like 33.
36.
Isaac's like only 33, isn't he?
I hate both of you guys, man, because I need to, like, just for men some of my shit.
Why you look like Gandalf?
Some dude, I went to the liquor store the other day. Was it with you?
To the liquor store?
Liquor store? And freaking, they carded, was it you? Or it was Mondo. They carded Mondo.
They carded you tonight. You were like, oh, I forgot my wallet.
Yeah, I did. And they still let me drink. It was the white hair.
I think
it was right here. No, let me tell you though. We went to the liquor store.
Said this guy is under 21. Trust me.
Yeah.
The liquor store.
Thank her.
And.
Well, anyways, I went to the liquor store, and I think it was Mondo that was with me, and they carded Mondo, and then I went to go pull out my card. I was all happy, and he's all, "Nah, bro, you got as much white hair as me. You're good." That's literally what he told me. I was like, "That's fucked up." But it's true. What could I say?
But some women find that more sexier, the salt and pepper look.
Yeah?
It was in GQ magazine.
Hey, speaking of women and what they like, dude, what is it with the fucking song, Sir Mix-a-Lot song, Big Booty Hoes, that women love so much?
Big butts?
Dude, like every woman that I've ever met loves that song.
Yep, especially when they're drunk or buzzed. Yeah. Brings out the freak.
Yeah, we're not going to say who.
The freaks come out at me. Automatic.
Yeah, right away. Tara 2?
Yeah, Tara
2. You got to tell us about that time.
36, 24, 36.
Yeah.
You know, only if she's 5'3". You know it's for real when they swing that leg around, when they pick up the leg and swing it around and start bouncing it. It's on.
It's on after that.
It's on after
you
that.
You already know. Shh, it's over.
Like, it's over.
Done. We're outies. Yeah. Later. Yep. We're going to the house.
Turn off the lights and light a candle.
Yeah.
No, You can't interrupt a woman when they're big booty bouncing. Fucking fuck you up, bro. You guys gotta let them fucking go until they get tired. Yeah, they get a little winded, then you go in there and help them out.
You just gotta let it clap.
Yeah. That's their moment.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, that's funny. Remember that time when we were trying to do the what was that dance that we were doing? Was it the wobble?
Oh, when that lady got mad at you?
And the lady got all pissed at me because I didn't know how to fucking dance it. That was the first time me trying, and she was like pissed at me.
Yeah, you were going to the left. I went the wrong way. You were supposed to go to the right.
Yeah, and then she was
in the middle. She's like, get her fucking right.
Yeah, she was in the middle. She's like, what the fuck? I can't fucking go. And I was like, la verga, that's my first time doing it. Yeah. And then we're all trying, and she's like, fucking to the right. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, this bitch is fucking.
He's all bumpy.
Dude.
This was that effing bar.
Yeah. And I was like, this bitch was like practicing this shit all day, and I was fucking it up for her because she was pissed.
Yeah.
Pissed.
Yeah, it was pretty good though.
Yeah, that was funny.
Remember when that lady was jumping on the table singing to you?
Oh my god.
Dude, they would do karaoke over there on Friday nights, I think.
Yeah.
This older lady, like, I don't mean to be mean to her, but she's like a heavy set older lady. Fucking in love with this dude, bro. She came. Club his owner, chick was obviously sitting right next to him. Yeah.
She fucking crawled on the fucking table.
She
and I was
crawled
all
on top of the table and was singing. What the fuck was she singing to?
Like
you?
Motley Crue or some shit.
he's my cherry pie.
And then I was like, what did I tell her? There's a video of this too, guys.
Yeah,
there's a fucking actual video of this.
Yeah.
But
they might post it later.
Maybe, yeah.
We gotta find it.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Why not?
But that was funny. That lady that was all funny. She climbing on the table. She was like putting the mic to my face.
Yeah.
And I think it was like Motley Crue or
I don't remember
Queensryche or some shit.
Do you remember what it was? We'll find it later.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
Good times.
It was good entertainment.
Has that ever happened to you, Jason?
I once got busy in the effing bar bathroom. I'm just kidding.
Man, was that the Humpty Hump song?
Yeah,
it's Humpty. He just died, huh?
Oh, he did.
He just died, the Humpty Hump.
And he didn't even look that old.
No, that's crazy. That means we're getting old. Fuck.
We're old, bro.
All our rappers that we grew up with are dying. Crazy.
I gotta get some Just for Men.
What are you gonna do? You gonna do that cocoa color like on Bad Boys 3?
Yeah.
Mocha?
If I go into a coma, will you put it on for
me?
Yeah,
I'll put it on for you.
Yeah.
I'll color it in. Yeah. I'll go like that and I'll set it up.
What if it stains on my face?
you'll be in a coma, you won't know.
It's all good.
We'll power wash it after.
Yeah.
We'll get some alcohol wipes.
Oh, yeah.
That's gonna suck getting old. If you think about getting old,
we already are old, bro.
No, do you think about getting 40s. Old? Old?
Oh, like old?
Like
old?
Saggy titties and saggy balls and. that's what I'm scared of. I'm scared of, like, if my balls getting like stuck in the toilet when you go like sit down.
Oh my god!
What if you go to flush that fucker, bro, and it's all swirling?
That's happened. Have you seen fucking real stories of 911? Yeah. That's happened a few times. They fucking have some old guys that get their nuts stuck in the toilet.
Really?
Yeah. They have to fucking
that
like,
far down?
Dude.
That's a long way, bro. That's like that far down.
I know. There's some long nuts in the world.
Dang.
Dang.
Impressive.
But it's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, our buddy Larry, he said he went to that one orgy party that one time, and that old guy, when I talked to him, and he said his nuts were down to his knees.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did.
He did say that. True story.
Jason, we got a buddy of ours. He's an older dude, too. He's probably like, what, 45, something like that?
About 55.
55?
Yeah.
55. Well, anyways, I guess, what was the story? How did he get there?
He was just hanging out with his friend, and they were looking for somewhere to party. So, the friend found a party and they went to the house and it ended up being a fucking big old swinging party, bro. And it was just a bunch of old people. So like he like walked in and there was a bunch of naked old people walking around, and then like so Larry like went and sat on the couch, and he said that some dude like walked up to him with some saggy nuts, all like introducing himself to him. Hey, my name's fucking Earl or whatever the fuck his name was. And Larry's like, what the fuck? Like your nuts are like swinging in my face. But it's crazy. Like this. What
hey, human, have human you ever been do. Like? I don't know how you say it, like proposed or asked by like a swinger to like. Propositioned. A
proposition.
Propositioned.
No.
No.
I can't say.
No.
No.
I did when I was young. Yeah. Yeah. Some old lady. No. Some old. No. Some old lady at the gas station I used to go to.
Old
yeah.
lady.
Yeah. So well, it was the girl. It's a long time girlfriend, dude. Long
time ago.
Yeah. When I was young, dude, I was only like 19 or 18. She was You and your girlfriend are so hot. She's all, I'm a swinger. We're swingers. You guys should come. Give us a call on this. And she gave us her number.
Is that where the nickname Big Sexy came from?
No, that came way later.
I don't know if I could do that. Could you like think about that? Could you be like watch your partner having like getting plowed by some dude like right next to you? And you're over here all next to him all... Like, I don't know if I could do that shit.
Well, when you put it in that word, plowed. She's getting plowed.
Well, like, what else do you put it? Like we all, can we go to another room?
Or what if you're all in it now and she's just all, ooh, ooh, ooh. And then the dude that's plowing your chick and your chick's all, oh, fuck, fuck. And that would be fucked up.
And then the guy looks at you and winks at you after doing it. Like, oh, fuck.
That would be messed up. That would be messed
up. That's enough. Let's go.
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here. Get off my chin. Get that out of there.
Fuck. I don't know where that went from.
That's some Ernie and Bert shit right there.
Shit. That's some pretty good.
So, Daniel, say you're working on building a truck.
Yeah, I'm building a truck. 77 Chevy pickup.
It's actually your grandfather's truck, right?
Yeah, it was my mom's dad's pickup.
Oh, shit. That's a badass truck.
Thank you.
You almost done with it? Still in the works?
Still in the works.
How much longer do you think?
This year. We'll be done this year.
Tell us more about it, brother. I know that Angelo is supplier of a chopping block, right? He sells chopping block parts,
right?
And you got a chopping block
it's on a frame chopping block underneath chassis.
Yeah, chassis,
front half, back half.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of those go through his shop, dude. Those chassis are wicked.
Oh yeah,
I'm they're awesome.
It lays on the frame. It's a nice truck.
Yeah.
What color are you gonna paint it?
I'm not gonna paint it.
You gonna leave a primer?
It's like a blue. It's like a baby blue.
It's a baby blue. That's my.
It's the original paint still, huh?
Oh shit, original.
Yeah, it's the original paint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my grandpa's. Even now his house is baby blue.
Really?
Everything, yeah.
He's all about that baby blue.
He's baby blue. Yeah, everything.
Isn't there a song that says baby blue like that? Yeah. Baby blue.
That's crystal blue. Dreams.
No. Oh, crystal blue.
Persuasion.
Oh, there you go.
No, that's a George Strait song. Baby blue. Baby blue was a George Strait song too.
Oh, really?
Oh, baby blue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know that much about country. I do like country, especially old country, but
yeah.
I don't know that
I'm
much
not familiar.
About.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my grandpa's truck. He's so I'll be the
second owner?
I'll be the third owner.
Third owner?
First owner owner for like 2 months maybe.
And then, your grandpa basically got it new. Nice.
That's badass to keep it like in your family like that, bro.
Yeah.
Well, I know you were telling me that you were gonna go like cross country or something with it, right? When you finish it.
Oh yeah, I plan on driving it everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Where's the first place you think you're gonna go?
Oh, we're talking about going on the Pacific Coast Highway.
Nice.
From all the way from Oregon to California, so I want to drive it everywhere.
That's badass. That's like living the life, though. That's what I want to do too, travel.
Yeah, you know, that's, well, fucking, here we go, make fun of me.
Take five.
That's what I want to do.
Angelo, cut. Take five. Okay, you're saying. So you want to travel, you're saying?
Yes, I'm saying that when I retire, I want to buy a Winnebago and travel the whole United States. I want to go to every state.
You want to put those stickers on the back of your...
Probably. Probably by the time I'm that old, yeah, I'll be all putting the stickers. Yeah.
And wearing your high water pants with the fucking overalls.
With the little short suspenders. The
suspenders, there you go, suspenders, yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah. And my 12-inch saggy balls.
Before he pees, he has to flip them over his shoulder.
And it's all like that.
That would suck, though, to get your balls flushed on the toilet. Imagine.
More saggy balls. And
I kind of think that it might feel good. Honestly.
You think so?
Yeah, why wouldn't it? Unless the water was like extra cold. Like maybe in wintertime.
But what if they're like stuck in the toilet?
And they go up? Because you know how the toilet goes up like that and then it goes down? So you're like all up?
That would suck.
That would suck. That would suck.
That's when the fire department comes and they have to break the back of the toilet.
What if they're with the hydraulic jaws of life? Watch my balls. Like on what was that? About Mary. When he zips it up in the zipper. Did you see that?
Yeah. Yeah. How'd you get your balls above your penis like that? So. We're just talking about sexual stuff, bro. Hey,
it is late the night. Late night. It is the late night version.
Hey, what do you think, real quick? Cody Gambert fighting tomorrow.
I think Cody's done, bro. I think they like the way Dana has been moving everybody through the UFC. I think it's due time.
Yeah.
I think more new faces need to come in. I don't think Cody will ever be champ again.
And did you hear about Diego Sanchez splitting from
manager? Did you see that? Diego left his manager. Are you a UFC fan?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you see Diego was all in a big old thing with his manager?
Yeah.
Or not his manager, but his guru.
I saw him crying on a video, crying to Dana.
Yeah, he was crying to Dana. Well, remember when he got released, he was all free at last on his Twitter. And then like 2 days later, he was crying on the interview.
I like Diego. He was one of the most exciting fighters.
Dude, I love Diego, bro. I'm a super Diego fan.
He's one of the most exciting fighters, I think.
I just think he's like not all there. Like he was just, they were saying like brainwashed by that. What's his name?
Well, I think he went from being kind of crazy, little low guy, whatever, which is cool, whatever. Everybody's a little different, huh? But then when he got with that guru dude, like it went weird. I think, I don't know. But I still love Diego. Yeah. I always have. Yeah. I liked when he peacocked in the ring at Rio Rancho. Did you go?
No.
When he fought at Rio Rancho, like about a year ago? It was funny. No, it was like a year and a half ago.
How did he do it again?
He walked in the ring like that, bro. He really did. He was all...
Did he go... Brr, brr,
brr. For real, huh? He literally did.
He's an intense guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty crazy. I hope he doesn't kick our ass because we've talked a lot. Well, we haven't really talked shit, but...
It just sucks how he like kind of went down. Like he was so super aggressive in his fighting style for so many years, and then like these last couple of fights, he just wasn't like himself anymore.
Yeah,
like he just wasn't. I don't know what kind of fighting style he was trying to do.
It was that dude.
It wasn't aggressive. Nothing. He went counter. It was like playing patty cake kind of point at times. Like he would just like tap him.
You know what I would say though? Now that he left that guy, I hope that he gets it together, and I hope that Dana gives him another chance to fight Cowboy.
I think he will.
You think he will?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think I'll give him another chance.
Maybe.
Just like one fight, maybe.
Yeah.
Or a couple.
Well, I know he paid him.
He's out already.
I know. And he got paid for that last fight, too.
He's been cut.
Yeah, but Dana could do whatever the hell he wants. He's the owner.
You know which one's going to be good is Derek Lewis and the Francis Ngannou fight.
Who?
Derek Lewis and Francis Ngannou.
The heavyweight champ against Derek Lewis. Yeah. Derek the Black Beast Lewis. My balls are hot.
They said that first one sucked, but this one's going to, they're going to have to throw down. They're going to have to show.
They're going to have to. Somebody's going to get knocked out.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Did you see that someone tried to break into his truck, Derek Lewis?
Oh yeah.
And he knocked that dude out with one right.
Did you see his whole face was all swollen?
Yeah. You see that, Jason?
Mm-hmm. I didn't see that.
Yeah, he busted some dude trying to break into his truck. And bam.
Cracked it.
Yeah.
Yep. That's funny. I wouldn't want to get hit by a fucking UFC fighter, would you?
Not Derek Lewis.
Fuck no.
I'll take one from Cody.
You think so, Cody?
I mean, he still might knock me out, but I would rather be at Cody than Derek Lewis.
Yeah, true. What do you think about Jorge Masvidal getting knocked out by Usman? That right hook.
That was nice.
Straight right, I should say.
That was nice. You see that one, Jay? You didn't watch that one?
I did.
Yeah?
I did see that.
Yeah.
Clean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you think Jorge was going to be more competitive against him?
I actually thought he was going to win.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't. I wanted him to win, but I didn't think he was going to win.
I thought he was going to win.
I didn't see it.
You know what I think? I think McGregor should not be fighting anymore. Dude, imagine McGregor going up against Usman. No way. He's never going to do it. He's never going to win that fight.
I think that Dustin Poirier is going to probably beat him in the second round.
He's going to beat him.
That's next month already, right?
Not necessarily, bro, because Dustin said he got rocked in the first fight. If McGregor would have kept punching him in the first round, he would have won.
Oh, yeah.
Dustin said that himself.
True. Well, we'll see.
You think McGregor's going to beat Dustin?
I like McGregor.
Yeah? You on the bandwagon? Are you on the fan train?
No, I just think he's more exciting. I'm on the fan train. He's exciting.
I'm on the fan train, bro.
Yeah.
I bet $2,000, bro, on him for the Mayweather fight.
To me?
Dumbest fucking bet I ever made in my life.
We went to the fight when he lost to Nick Diaz.
Really?
Oh, yeah, nice. We were at that fight.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That was a hell of a fight.
That was a badass fight. Yeah.
That was a hell of a fight.
How was it to see it live?
We were at the fucking last row.
You were on the nosebleeds?
The roof.
Was it T-Mobile?
Dusty.
No, it wasn't T-Mobile. It was MGM Grand.
MGM?
Yeah.
I've never been in
that. That was a good fight.
Yeah.
That was when Holly Holmes beat Ronda Rousey, wasn't it?
No. She lost to Miesha Tate.
Oh, that's right. She lost to Miesha Tate.
Yeah, we were all happy.
Dude, she won, but then she fucking fucked up in the last 30 seconds of the last round.
Yep.
She got caught.
Yeah, we were there.
It is what it is.
I was going to tell you, Jason, this guy was every like 10 minutes you would see him betting money for McGregor on the damn when he fought Mayweather. Every fucking we lose him, he'd fucking be putting more money in. Like, dude, come on. Like, fuck.
And some dude told me, he was all, dude, bet Mayweather 8th through 12th round. He's all, I guarantee you that's when Mayweather's going to knock him out. And I was all, yeah, I should. And he totally convinced me. And I walked away and forgot about it, dude. I didn't even think about it. If I would have put $100 on betting the 8th through the 12th round on Mayweather, I would have won all my money back that I lost betting on. Yeah, so he was all, dude, just go bet $100. You'll win all your money back. And he convinced me and I didn't do it.
Yeah. That was fun, though. That was a fun trip. A little fun.
How was I with my long old feet? Remember when you first walked up and I was wearing my dress shoes?
Oh, yeah. This guy was all drunk, all plastered. And when we got to Vegas and we met him in the lobby and you see this guy start doing his boxing stance. He starts like hopping and going across the casino.
Shadow boxing?
Yeah. Yeah. And all you see is his big old banana shoes, bro, across the damn fucking casino. He was all dressed up at the bar. Is it over there? Your buddy? That's crazy. So,
want to call it a night? Let's call it a night.
Yep.
All right.
505.
Thank you, Jason.
Yep.
You the man.
Yeah.
You cut me off again.
Yeah, do it again.
Yeah, the 500. Let's call it a night.
Sorry, brother.
505 Uncut. We out.
All right. Later.